Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both the leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. A report.
Russia has been a long-standing and time-tested partner for India. Development of India-Russia relations has been a key pillar of India's foreign policy. During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial Meeting in New Delhi today. The Defence Ministry in a statement said, the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence during the meeting. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Chief Election Commissioner CEC Gyanesh Kumar has assumed the chairship of the Council of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, or International IDEA, for 2026. India has been elected as the new chair of the Council of Member States of International IDEA for 2026. India is one of the 14 founding member states of the organization. Mr. Kumar assumed the chairship in Stockholm in Sweden. Ambassador of India to Sweden, Anurag Bhushan, was also present during the ceremony. As part of humanitarian assistance after Cyclone Dithwa, an Indian Air Force aircraft delivered a Bailey Bridge and 500 water purification kits to Sri Lanka yesterday under Operation Sagar Bandhu. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said, the bridge will help restore road connectivity in areas cut off in the wake of the cyclone. A Khalistan advocate and former president of the now-defunct Punjabi Sikh Sangat, PSS, Gopal Singh Chawla, has publicly accused the Pakistani authorities and intelligence agencies of harassment, asserting that they have placed him in prolonged confinement and levelled fabricated allegations against him. In recently surfaced audio messages, Chawla claimed that he has been kept under house arrest for the past 2.5 years, restricted to a safe and protected location under what he describes as a false narrative that he faces an imminent threat to his life from India. Leading Baloch human rights defender Mir Yar Baloch has lauded Finland's decision to close its embassy in Pakistan, saying the move underscores grave concerns over Islamabad's governance failures and deteriorating security environment. He made the remarks following the Finnish Foreign Ministry's announcement on 28th of November that the embassies of Finland in Islamabad, Kabul and Yangon would be closed in 2026. The human rights activist also welcomed the Afghan government's decision to suspend trade and close Durand Line crossings, which he said had long been exploited by Pakistani authorities and the Inter-Services Intelligence or ISI for unauthorized movements and destabilizing activities. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 4 wickets in the second game of the three-match ODI series at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur last night. Chasing 359 runs to win, South Africa scored 362 for 6 with 4 balls to spare. Aidan Makram was the top scorer with 110 runs, followed by Matthew Braids with 68 runs. With this win, the three-match ODI series is now levelled at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.